How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Thursday. I know that's why everybody's tuning in. It is Thursday. Today is the 8th of October. This is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Also with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me. Fun stuff. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun stuff because most of what we're going to talk about today is TV Plus. And Andrew, I know that you've written up a few things just recently about more new stuff coming to TV Plus, even since we talked about it on Monday.
Yeah, Apple is busy, busy, busy. So first, what I want to mention is they ordered a documentary series called The Supermodels, and it will have interviews with Naomi Campbell, Cindy Crawford, Linda Evangelista, and Christy Turlington. And they're looking back on their modeling careers and kind of the fashion scene in general of the 90s. So that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Because everybody wants to tune in to listen to supermodels talk, right? Yeah, and that's just me being snide. I know that a lot of the stuff that they have done since is very interesting. So that's just one of them. But we've also heard about some others, right?
Yes. Now, Charlotte wrote this up yesterday. There is another nature series coming, and it's called Earth Sound. And it sounds like this will be really focusing on the spatial audio feature that came with iOS 14, mm-hmm. which is meant for AirPods Pro. Mm-hmm. So Charlotte wrote up, it says, is going to incorporate 360-degree sound to tell previously unfamiliar stories from around the globe.
That's going to be interesting. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. We've also had news about Bruce Springsteen, I believe.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen, his documentary is coming. It's called Letter to You. And that will be him recording live with the E Street Band. They're also releasing an album of the same name. So that's their first live album, I think, it says, in 35 years.
Live in the studio album, I think, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. All of them recording at the same time together, I think, which the last time they did that was Born in the USA, I think, is what we were reading.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I have other friends who are the Bruce Springsteen aficionados and know all things Bruce, but...
Hi, Paul!
But as I understand... Yeah, hey, Paul, that's right, yeah. But as I understand it, the last time they recorded... in the studio where all of them played at the same time, mm-hmm. which is what is meant by live in the studio, as opposed to them individually tracking things and then, you know, layering it together was Born in the USA. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the documentary, he's going to be talking about kind of the thoughts and feelings that went into this new album, as well as kind of putting it in context with his entire career.
Wow. Yeah. He has a very long career, so that I think he will definitely have a lot to say about that. I think that's going to be interesting. Now, Dave, I'd like to find out from you, like, your interest level in these, because I know one of the things that you liked best on Apple TV was a documentary, and it was the house one about, like, really interesting domiciles.
So these interest me. I mean, it depends on how well they're done, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of music documentaries. You know, I think it was when I watched Flight 666, which was the documentary about Iron Maiden, which is it's certainly not, I don't hate the band, but I was never a huge fan of them. And yet I watched that movie, you know, and ate it all up, and I was in for 90 minutes. And that's coming out of that, I said to myself, you know, I can be a fan of any band for 90 minutes. Especially if the story is well told. You know what I mean? Like, I left that room thinking, wow, Iron Maiden's my favorite band. And, it, you know, about 5 minutes later, that feeling subsided. But like, they did a good job telling the story. And I've watched that movie actually multiple times. So the Skynyrd movie is good that way, too. It's the most recent one. But anyway, so, like, this Bruce thing, even though I'm not the world's biggest Bruce fan, I'm looking forward to that for that reason, right? And the same with these other things. As long as it's told well, I can be a fan of lots of random things for, you know, limited periods of time.
Yeah, but you also like
me. I'm open.
You yeah. will sit down and watch a documentary, like, and that's
totally.
And I think that's a thing that Apple's sort of banking on, and part of the nature stuff that they're doing, I think, is partly to compete with Disney Plus, who has access to everything from National Geographic. So yeah. And you know, it's not like Apple's going to put out something, you know, low quality. Like,
right.
we know better. So right. that's part of why I'm interested in these now. The documentary series I still want to see. We have not received an announcement yet. I'll have to see if I can get Charlotte to take another vacation, so maybe they'll come out with it. And that's the product videos and stuff that they make, like the making of the video of the recycling robot. Like, I really want to see how they make those videos. I think that would be fascinating. And so, like, I've been saying since they announced TV Plus, like, as soon as you have a channel for all the product videos and how you made them, that's the thing I want.
Hmm. Yeah, that, you know, that's the beautiful part about documentaries, is it's inside baseball for the people that want to be inside baseball. And
yes.
it can be interesting even if you don't play baseball.
Exactly.
Right? You know, to extend the analogy. Yeah, like learning how people do things or what happened, like, that's fascinating at time. Again, if told well, it's fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I have a soft spot for
old How It's Name or How It's Made documentary.
How It's Made is one of the best shows in my estimation. Uh-huh. And that's why I want to see the Apple How It's Made. I mean, if they even wanted to do that for their product, right? Show me AirPods Pro, How It's Made, you know? Like, I don't know that they've made new episodes of that show for a long time, so I bet the narrator has some free time. They could even get the same dude and just make these shows. I would be fascinated by how the stuff I have is made. Like, particularly, I mean, those are the best episodes of How It's Made, right? Like, how they make Band-Aids. You know what? I have a box of Band-Aids in the drawer. Now that you told me, like, I can see how they're made. That sounds interesting. You know, the ones about, like... Mm-hmm. how they make a VW or whatever. I've never driven a VW. I don't care quite as much about that one. But, you know, like, I think it would be cool. So that's the channel. That's the group of documentary shows that I want to see is how they mostly how they make all those product videos, because I think it would be terribly interesting. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious what other documentary stuff we're going to get from this. But I really like I did enjoy the house one, Dave, that you had mentioned before. And I think I watched another one that was interesting. And I'm looking forward to the one that we will talk about after the break, because right now there's a break. I'm going to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is Mint Mobile. And Mint Mobile has made it even easier to break up with your old wireless provider. They're now selling you unlimited data, an unlimited data plan for your mobile phone for $30 a month. So that's unlimited talk and unlimited text and unlimited high-speed data. And it's $30 a month. Yes, 30. Yes, US dollars. How much is your soon-to-be ex-wireless provider charging you for all that same stuff? Part of the reason Mint Mobile can do this is because they have eliminated all of the cost of retail stores by not having any. So they've always been online only, and they have the nation's largest network, and you can use your own phone. You can keep the phone you have already, all your apps, all your contacts, all of that. None of that has to be any different. And you can try it out. If you're not 100% satisfied, they have a 7-day money-back guarantee. If you switch, they just mail everything to your house. You don't even have to go anywhere. I've done this, and it's very easy. Everything shows up. You go through the steps in the envelope, and you're done. It's really nice. And you also don't have to go hang out in some sort of, you know, wireless store. So it's pretty great. Get your new unlimited wireless plan for $30 a month and get everything shipped to your door for free. To do that, go to mintmobile.com/TDO, mintmobile.com/TDO. That's mintmobile.com/TDO. Get unlimited data on your unlimited talk and text plan for $30 a month. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. Now, The other thing we want to talk about today is Apple's latest advertisement for AirPods Pro. I mean, Tiny World, which is on TV Plus. Because it sounds like it's kind of both of those things at the same time. Like another nature documentary, but also taking advantage of AirPods. Right, Andrew?
Yeah, so Tiny World is another new documentary. It came out last week, I think it was. And this is my first piece of TV Plus content that uses spatial audio, and it's really cool. I was amazed. You know, I'm watching it and I'm turning my head back and forth, and at one point I would like walk across the room. Mm-hmm. And when you're wearing it, like, it's like 3D audio, but it's head tracking. So when you turn your head, it always sounds like the sound is coming from my iPad, which was really fantastic. So I think spatial audio can be a really great selling point for TV Plus.
Yeah, and
You know, to me, this is Apple being Apple. I know it sounds like a new thing, right? Because it is, that, you know, this is Apple in the entertainment business. But if we zoom out a little bit here, or a lot of bit here, you know, what Apple has always, when Apple has been at its best, or when Apple is at its best, it's Apple controlling the whole widget, right? And we used to think of that widget as, okay, well, they build the operating system and the hardware upon which it runs, so we get this, you know, smooth, simple experience. And of course, that's still true. But this adds to that, right? This expands that definition, because they're making the content and they're making the hardware that you, they're making the hardware that either displays it or sends it to your display, depending on what display you're looking at it on. If it's an iPad or a MacBook Pro, well, then that's Apple. If it's your TV, well, it's Apple TV Plus or the Apple TV app. But in this case, you know, it's got to be your iPad or your MacBook Pro. And then you've got your spatial audio happening with the AirPods. So it's this all Apple controlling the whole widget and giving you this fantastic experience. When you were talking about this, you know, yesterday, Andrew, it was just like, whoa, that's, yeah, of course Apple does this, right? Like, and this is not an accident. Like, somebody at Apple saw this vision and then they chased down this path. They're like, wait, we can tie all these things that we have together and make the experience better for the customer, which is always what they're after, right? Making that customer experience smooth, frictionless, enjoyable. And here it is, the Apple formula again, right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's cool. I think it's good.
It sounds very cool. And so spatial audio is using, and Dave, I might be oversimplifying this. Feel free to jump in.
Sure.
When you are, like, you get an idea of spatial audio already if you're just watching TV and there's speakers on the TV, right? Because, like, if the sound is coming out of, let's say, the bottom of the television, and you turn your head to the left, you can still tell it's coming from the bottom of the television. But you're hearing it a little differently. Like, if you turn your left ear away, you don't hear it quite so much there. And that's how you can tell, like, that seems to be, you know, where the sound is coming from. And Apple is simulating that with headphones.
Right. Because the headphones know where they are in space. They know, you know, where, how your head is turned. They know, you know, where the center is and of the sound. And so you get that, you know, the way I like to think about it is, like you said, you know, when you're watching on TV, you're inside the environment. The screen and the speakers are the bubble, and you are existing inside of it. Mm-hmm. Right? With when you have headphones on, you know, the bubble is detached. You've got the screen here, the sound source here, and the sound source is married to your head. So, you know, as you move, the sound follows you in a traditional scenario. And that can be very claustrophobic, for lack of a better term, right? It's you're very inside yourself, and it's this weird detachment scenario where it's like, yes, screen. And the first time I watched something with spatial audio active, that went away. In fact, it took a few minutes for me to realize, wait, oh, I see what this adds. And then immediately I thought, dang it, I want to go get on an airplane, because, you know, on an airplane, you have to sit there for 4 hours or 6 hours or 12 hours or whatever it is, you know, and basically, you know, you're either doing work, sleeping, eating, or watching movies, sometimes simultaneously. And those, you know, that movie watching experience on an airplane, it just, it just gets raw after a while. It's like, okay, yep, I'm going to do this thing. And the at least initial experience I had with spatial audio was like, oh, I'm out of that bubble, or less in that, or in the right bubble and out of the wrong bubble. That was outside of my head is what it felt like. And I liked it. So obviously, you know, trying to avoid airplanes these days, but you know, that's a different story. So
yeah, that's a different thing. But yeah, I think that's the part that's interesting. And Andrew, I hope Apple wrote you a big fat check for all the advertising you're doing to Kelly. Kelly, you really need a pair of AirPods, AirPods Pro. Now that you finally got AirPods, we need you to buy another pair. so, yeah, because this really does make me want a pair of AirPods. AirPods Pro. I haven't spent a lot of time watching TV with headphones on, but I think I certainly could now, particularly because the big TV in our house is on the opposite side of the wall as the office. So if I'm in the office doing work, or if Mr. Kelly is in the office doing work and the other one of us wants to watch television, it feels weird. Or like if I want to watch a movie and like really get into a movie, like I want to watch it, you know, kind of loud with a whole nice sound system. And we don't really have, you know, I don't have that option if somebody's on the other side of the wall beating their head on a spreadsheet. So I'm very interested in this for that reason, because it will still sort of feel like watching a movie, even though it's only happening in my ears.
Yeah. So yeah, and it really, you know, you can get that 5.1 or 7.1, that surround experience. I don't want to add numbers to it, but that experience that surround experience that you could get in your living room with a 5.1 or a 7.1, you can get with two headphones, because you only have two ears. Right. So it like your ears know, based on reflections and when the sound arrives at one ear versus the other, your brain takes that information and processes it and says that sound came from behind you, sort of to the right. Well, there's no reason that you can't accomplish that same thing with headphones. And people have been doing this for years. You know, they started by putting microphones on the outside of a, you know, like a headphone bracket and recording things. And this binaural audio thing was like, oh, wait a minute, this is weird. It sounds like I just turned my head and I didn't, you know, but the person that recorded this did. So like, yes, you can have that surround experience, and now you can have it where the sound bubble or sound field is fixed to your screen, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, with headphones, I'm very impressed with that piece of it. And I think part of why we wanted to talk about this today was to share kind of what spatial audio actually is, because it was a software update, right, Dave, to the AirPods Pro. I don't think they came that way. And
no, it was just days before iOS 14 and iPadOS 14 launched. So they did this. Yeah.
People were really excited about it, but I think a lot of people maybe didn't know what you were getting with spatial audio. So that's part of why we want to talk about it here. So that's going to do it for us today. So thanks so much for coming by. Andrew, as always, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I look forward to your message when you get AirPods Pro.
Which I will send with effects. Now that I can follow Andrew's how-to on using all the effects in iMessage. Dave Hamilton, thanks so much, as always, for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Fun one.
And if you have more questions about this, or if you want to tell us about your experience watching TV Plus stuff on your AirPods Pro, definitely do that. Observations@MacObserver.com. You can leave comments in the show notes or get us at TMO Daily on Twitter. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.